I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. We're back for another episode of Reality Mums, the podcast where we try to break down what's happening in the world of reality TV, pop culture, celebrity, and all things mum life. Welcome, Rochelle. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. How are you going?
I'm good. I got it rained on walking to school.
Oh, I know.
So I'm just a walking frizz ball, which pisses me off because I wash my hair once a week, like once.
Yes.
And I get hit with rain and it's like, ugh. Your fringe.
Yes.
You pulled it back.
The fringe is back because of the rain.
Yeah.
I had it down this morning.
You get like pimples under a fringe. I always found that my skin got really congested when there was a fringe over it.
It's no, mine's not too bad, but it's very, mine's quite thin and I sort of push it so it's not a thick fringe. But yeah, today I had it down and then it went, it's that misty rain.
Yeah.
So it set it on and then I looked like, no, Bon Jovi or something. So I pushed it back.
All right, Bon Jovi, well, over to you for breaking news. What's happening?
Breaking news. So we've got a bit going on. We've got Dorit and PK. Erica's predictions were right.
Oh my God. She must BravoCon. Be so happy about that.
We saw it coming, really. Yeah. We all saw it coming. Apparently, he's been living in a motel for a while now.
A motel. So, I'm pretty sure he's living in the hotel from Pretty Woman in Beverly Hills.
Oh, is he? I didn't even know where he was living.
It
someone
ain't a
said
motel.
Motel, hotel, whatever it is, Holiday Inn. He's living somewhere. He's not with Dorit.
No.
So they've been apart for a while, I think. But that's all broken. And were those rumors true about, like, you know how it said they said they're not letting Dorit sign back up unless she comes clean about her relationship drama and Kyle can't come back unless she confesses. Is that true?
I think there was some truth to that because the frustration that the viewers had with Kyle for not being as open about her relationship, that was going to translate to Dorit. And she was very much a passenger last season on that show. She really didn't bring much. And
no.
I think the producers were right if they did in fact say to her, if you're not going to share what's going on in your real life, you can't be a real housewife. That's not how it works.
So, but Kyle hasn't come clean about the Morgan stuff, has she?
Well, I think we will see a different Kyle this season because she would have been in the same boat.
Yeah, because that was annoying too.
Yeah, really annoying. But then really on the other show on Netflix, there was so much more sharing about what was going on. So.
About the marriage though, not about Morgan.
True. We'll see.
Yeah. Aisha's engaged.
She is.
From Below Deck, which is lovely. Yeah. And there's a Bieber baby coming.
I'm so confused with this because I thought there was a baby coming a long time ago. Remember when there was a little mic, like a hot mic moment when they were walking out of a club or they were walking out of a dinner or something and he didn't realize, so Justin was talking and he didn't realize that there was paparazzi recording and mentioned something about the baby. And then everyone kind of went radio silence on it because it's a bit wrong to speculate, even though the media does speculate on whether or not someone's pregnant. It's not the right thing to do if you haven't disclosed it yourself. So that feels like it was a long time ago. So I don't know if this is that same timeline or perhaps something happened. I don't know. But
I think she's nice. A fair way along.
Mm-hmm. So it might be
like
the same.
In the photo, she has like a bump. So it's definitely not, doesn't seem like an early announcement. He could have just been singing his song, the baby. Maybe he was just singing as he left the club. And everyone's like, oh, she's pregnant.
Oh, my
could
God.
Could have been what's happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all my breaking news. Do you have any?
Well, for me, breaking news, obviously we've got some new shows that have just hit Netflix. We've got Bridgerton, which is like a part one. So they're doing it in two drops. And then we've got Selling OC, which is a binge watch. So you can watch from start to finish. I haven't started Bridgerton yet, but I will because I love Bridgerton. I'm really into it. And Selling OC, I know you're not a fan, but I find really hard to watch Selling Sunset. I find that the people on Selling OC are more credible as agents there's a little bit more of the, there's more, I feel like there's more male
Yeah, there's
agents.
more
I'm
male
not saying that
energy.
they're more, yeah, I'm not saying that they're more credible because they are male, but I just get the vibe that there's more actual selling of houses and less carrying around of basketballs as handbags. Remember that from Selling Sunset? I can't with the outfits. So OC just seems a little bit more real, and I need a little bit more of that in my workplace drama.
Yes, I don't like either of them. I've started watching OC. I just can't get into it. I keep, if there's anything else to watch, I started watching a Korean drama series that's subtitled over that because I am, that's how uninterested I am.
Korean
So,
drama. Wow.
yeah, happening,
It's
happening.
happening.
I heard they're good. And you know what? It's delivering. It's okay.
We'll have to add that to the watch list.
Maybe, maybe. But yeah, I started watching that. I cannot get into Selling OC. I've also been watching that matchmaker thing with Patty Stanger. Is that her
Oh,
name? I don't know. I find her so funny because she's not married.
Oh, isn't
And she's
she?
not even in a relationship. So
But
I'm
she's
like, here
a
you
relationship
are
expert.
preaching to everybody about what they can and can't do and all these rules, and she now goes on vibes, like, so she does tarot and all this sort of stuff as well. And I'm like, lady, you're not, I'm very confused. And then all the people on the show are like, yeah, we went on a date, I didn't feel them. So no one's actually getting matched up. I'm like, how is this credible? I think I'd do a better job at this point in
Yeah,
time.
I think we put you up for her replacement. It doesn't sound like it's all that credible.
Sure, but anyway, that's all I've got on breaking news, but we are continuing the journey that is New Jersey. So we've had episode 2 drop and we've got episode 3 dropping today. Teresa talking about lawsuits that she can't talk about because she's suing people while wearing a Namaste t-shirt is the most New Jersey thing that has ever New Jersey'd. That, like, what is going on with her? I don't know. And then seeing her and Joe both talk about their new families while knowing that the other one is going to see it and it's going to annoy them. I want to love it because it's our only housewives that we've had in ages. I'm not enjoying it. It's the same thing playing out over and over again. I'm not sure. I'm not, yeah.
I'm loving Danielle with the whole like a stage mum thing that she's got going
Yes.
with her kids. That's what we want in our housewives. Bit silly, bit out there, bit over the top, nothing too serious. I think that she gets into a physical fight later on this season. We'll see what happens there. But for now, she's giving me the lightness that I need in New Jersey. I was watching it last week and I was trying to put myself in the shoes of them as family. The energy that they put into hating each other and then speaking to other people about how much they hate each other, and just year after year after year being in
I
this
know.
constant fight position, I couldn't do it. And I don't understand how anybody can do it. Like it's
It's
exhausting to watch.
toxic.
It's toxic. You wouldn't. I think if there wasn't a show and they weren't getting a paycheck, everybody would have cut ties a long time ago and there'd be nothing. But the show is kind of keeping the toxicity going because no one wants to say, I'm out.
So now they're not talking, but they're still on the show and they're still trying. You can see Joe's talking about his new family with Melissa, how Teresa has spoken about what's his name? What's the husband?
Oh, Louis. Louis
Louis's
is
family
another
as her
thing.
new family. So they're doing it to now inadvertently annoy each other. And that's annoying to watch. I don't know how they don't have ulcers.
I know. It must
Stomach
be.
ulcers. Like the amount of, how you said the energy that they put in to creating rumors and lawsuits and this and that, it's full on.
I couldn't do it. I'd have a cold sore 24/7 if I was in that sort of relationship. I couldn't do it. Too much.
I've also got pickleball is everywhere. Everyone's doing pickleball. Getting a bit sick of that.
We need a
And
pickleball court and have a go. I think you'd kick my ass. I'm just putting it out there.
well, I'm not overly sporty, but I do have a table tennis table, so
Now that is something I will play. I will play table tennis. There's like two steps involved and a bit of a reach.
yeah. Well, this is like big table tennis. That's what it looks like. It's like a
Yeah, this
giant
is
version of table
table
tennis.
tennis, sort of
Yeah.
squash, not, oh, anyway.
Yeah. And M Sculpt, which is what they were doing on their butts.
Yes. Is that what
That's
you
what
did?
I had.
Is what you
Yes.
did?
So I wanted to talk about that. So I did that late last year, and I did abs. And you know how they said that they could, someone said that they couldn't do it without gas or something. Like they needed, it really wasn't painful.
No, I was
It
going
was
to
like,
message you and say, wasn't that what you did? And I didn't think it
yeah.
hurt you that much.
No, it didn't hurt. It did definitely, the intensity got more. So it's like a contraction of your muscle. So it was like doing like some huge amount of sit-ups in a half an hour period. But it just started off at a light, like a TENS machine. You know those TENS machines that people use for birth, or they, but then it gets quite intense to the point that you can see like your whole abdomen, like, so
Yeah,
even you could see their butts were moving, contracting,
I need to
but
get
it
that.
definitely did not hurt.
Yeah.
So
Oh, well,
that was wins.
I did smile when I saw that they were doing that. I'm like, oh, Rochelle does that. She is a real housewife after all.
It once. And I haven't played pickleball, so that does not make me a real housewife. I
True.
think
We've got some things we need to tick off the list before we make it into
we need
that.
to do a sound bowl. I do have the sound bowl. We should do that. We'll play pickleball, and then we'll receive our housewife wings.
Oh my God. We should make a list. We should make a list of all the prerequisites to be a housewife. I love it. Look, something else that I am loving, but in equal parts getting angry and irate at is Summer House. So Summer House must be coming to a close soon because the weekends are running out and the tension and the fighting between Carl and Lindsay is really heating up. Also, Kyle and Amanda. So, Kyle and Amanda are having massive issues this season. I don't know where they're at right now, but the conversations that they are having are so infuriating. So, to give everybody a bit of a recap, Amanda's really, really feeling very lost. She works for Loverboy, which is their company. It's struggling. And so, she does all the graphic design for that, but she's not loving her job. She's not inspired by it. It's not motivating her. And so she wants to find her sort of true calling and be able to branch out. And Kyle is basically saying, no, I need you here. Stay here under my thumb. I don't care about your happiness. I need you. And just his reactions to her, he's throwing things. He wants to be a DJ. Oh my God. It's a lot. And the way he's talking about her is so horrible. And then you've got King Carl over here, Dickhead Supreme, who's decided that he's going to sort of buddy up with Kyle and, give him a rub on the shoulder and tell him it's okay. I understand. I've got it really tough with Lindsay too. Oh my God. I just want to throw something at the TV. I cannot stand the two of them.
Either. I cannot, like, Lindsay has been annoying. I understand in past seasons, she does not deserve this. Carl is being, it's like he is so gutless that he doesn't want to break up with her, that he's trying to push her to break up with him. Like, he's trying to antagonize her to the point that she just goes, I can't do it. I don't want to get married. Why? Because mummy said that's not a good fit. Carl is a mummy's boy. Carl is a giant man baby, so is Kyle, and they're looking for this sympathy for the women. Carl wants all this sympathy and attaboy energy coming at him. He's doing nothing. He's not doing anything. He's floundering. Okay, he's sober. Great, that's a good achievement, but that's not a job. You're not doing anything. Kyle has created a really good business in Loverboy, and he's saying that it's not doing so well, but they have created that business and it's doing okay. But in the same way, that doesn't mean he has control over Amanda. And this hits home with me a bit because I now work with my husband in our family business. It's not a job that I enjoy, but it's a job that allows me to be flexible within the kids with school. But he supports me in doing things like this and other things that I do. He's not saying don't go and do that. And I think that she's not necessarily looking to leave the business. She's just looking to be able to do something creative as well as maybe not spend all her time on Loverboy. But he just took it really badly. And I think he's such a man child, and those two supporting each other, it was like this weird. It wasn't like watching Jesse and Wes support each other. You know how they've got a really nice supportive relationship? I was like, yes, I love this. These other two doofuses.
And just you could tell Carl was comforting Kyle, but using any opportunity that he could to bring up Lindsay and to drag her into it. So he wasn't just being a supportive friend. It was, oh, you poor thing. I feel you because blah, blah, blah. And I understand
Lindsay's
because this
so
person is so
mean.
mean. Oh. And just the way that when Carl is talking to Lindsay saying, I need softness and that, it's like, do you know who you are marrying? You are marrying Lindsay. She is firm, she is direct, she's going to piss you off sometimes. Like that's her way, that's her dynamic. You're asking her to be a completely different person. And so I
But she
just
might be soft if he actually got off his ass to do something. She might give him some praise, but what does he want her to say? Well done for going to what? To do what? Talk to Kyle about getting a job
it
at
last
Loverboy?
time, he's a
Like,
wet mop. He's a wet mop. Or did I say he was a
yeah.
wet rag? He's a bit of both. It's just
He's a dirty
wet.
jockstrap. And now those teeth.
The veneers. It's giving Ross from Friends.
What's happening there? It's like he has the fake lolly teeth in.
Oh, it's bad. Well, he must be making enough money. He's got to be doing something to pay for them.
And he's acting like this scared. Carl has never come across somebody who's very intimidated. Do you know what I mean? He's acting like he's scared of Lindsay, and that's annoying me. She's strong. She's a strong female. I'm sorry. It's not like she's changed, like you said. She hasn't just come out with this strong attitude. You know her. You've seen her all these years. You've been friends for years. And now you're acting scared like this timid little boy. Shut up. No one cares, Carl.
We don't like the act.
No.
Something with Summer House, which I'm finding to be a little bit sad, is that Sierra and West do appear to be hitting a point where their relationship is not going to go any further.
No.
He's a bit immature in the whole wanting to be in a relationship. He's too scared to commit because he's too scared it's either going to work or it's not, and he doesn't want to have to deal with that. And he's made some
Yeah.
comments just recently about maybe being, I think it was in his Latino era when talking about his current relationship. So that's possibly meaning that he's moved on, which is a shame because they were so funny together. They had such good energy. I love them.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
And then you've got Jesse Solomon, who is waiting for the results of his 5-year cancer screening. Hope that he's okay. I watched him on, I listened to Watch What Happens Live with him and Carl. He was very supportive of Carl, by the way, very, very supportive of Carl, which is interesting. But he seemed pretty good. I just have to say, Paige for president.
Yeah, Paige
Love the
gets it.
woman and all the women. So Paige and all the women on Summer House, the way they are rallying behind each other,
Yes.
maybe with the exception of Danielle. But
Yeah, she
there's
can
a
go.
camaraderie. There's a camaraderie, and they're sticking up for themselves and saying no. Like
Yes.
Sierra, like holding firm about what she will and won't accept in a relationship. You've got Paige, who's like, I'm going to do this my way. I'm loving the girl power in Summer House.
Yes.
It's nice. It's not bitchy.
Summer
It's
House is, it's giving what I wanted to see in Vanderpump. And Vanderpump has not delivered that. Whereas Summer House has always been a bit disjointed. So you've always had Lindsay and Danielle. They've always sort of been together. And then the other girls are together. This year, we've seen Lindsay cross over. She's really, I'm enjoying her this last part of the season. And she's with Paige and everyone. Like they're all getting along really well. Danielle is still annoying me. She is. If you notice, all the girls are rallying together and then she's off talking to Carl and
Yeah,
Kyle.
I
She
don't
can
like
go
that.
in the bin a bit.
Yeah, I
I don't
agree.
really like her. And I feel like Gabby can also go in the bin because what's she providing? Nothing.
Nothing.
I forgot that she's even there and
I
she
agree.
pops up. And
Yeah,
so,
we don't.
but the actual seeing the other girls I love how they stick up for each other.
Yeah.
It's really
Yeah.
nice to see. But it's a really nice, it's a good season.
Yeah.
What I mentioned before was Vanderpump Rules. So we've had the last episode of the season, which ended in Ariana walking out. We had a jump scare with Brock with no beard. They need to stop doing this to me with the hair thing. Brock had no beard. And I don't know how I feel about it. It was vulgar almost. It's like, come
I preferred him with the longer hair when he looked a
on.
bit.
Ooh.
No, I know with the blow wave, with the full blow wave.
Yeah, with the Lisa
Flashback to
Vanderpump
him, and
hair.
I'm like, I don't mind it when it's a bit more
Oh,
rugged.
no.
I'm an 80s child. It's giving Fabio.
So yeah, we've saw the last episode, then we've got the reunion. Now I'm struggling with the reunion because Lala was vile last reunion to the point that we were questioning. Tom didn't cheat on Lala, and Lala was really, really nasty to Raquel Rachel last reunion, and really, really nasty to Tom Sandoval. Now she's coming out this reunion saying it took them a lot of guts to turn up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, pick a side, pick a
Yeah.
lane. Because you're coming across as somebody who's trying to please everybody and you can't. You either absolutely hate them and you were so, like James was very full on last reunion. He's
Yeah.
kind of just sitting back and letting it go. He's not trying to have this redemption thing where he's like, I'm soft now. Lala's trying too hard and I don't know what. Maybe her and Carl could get together. She wants that mothering.
Maybe.
But anyway, she's annoying me. Sheena's annoying me. Brock is annoying me.
Why is Brock on the reunion stage and Ali is not?
Well, Brock's on the start, isn't he?
Well, I mean, he's there, like part one of the reunion, he's got a seat. And I
Yeah,
just
but is he on the start when they go through? You know, is he in the start part?
I don't know. I thought Ali was. Anyway, I just, if you look back at the season and who carried it, was really all about James and Ali. They were the two people that we were gravitating towards. And then we get to the reunion and we've got Brock, Mr. I want to play producer and inject myself into every scene possible, sitting there being his usual self. And we've got no Ali. I felt like it was a bit wrong. Like it doesn't, it still feels like they're not reading the room with the audience and what we want to see and what we don't. And
No,
even,
because we do want to see Ellie.
yeah. And there was a comment from Andy at one point to Brock about, don't stuff it up this time. Like they'd been talking about him being a parent and that sort of stuff. But I
Oh,
also,
yeah.
last season, there was a lot of talk that he wasn't in the scenes as much because they didn't want to give him a contract. So I don't know that the producers have been all that keen for Brock to play a large role, but they've allowed him this season. But I just sensed a little bit of animosity or something coming from Andy. Just a
Andy probably saw him without the beard and was like, ooh, got the ick.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
really
I
quite boring for a reunion and three
it is.
parts. We're
I
out.
know. Again, with the three part thing, I feel like a reunion used to be one part. Then they stretched it to two. And then when you'd get a very drama filled series, you'd stretch it to three. I think reunions need to be maximum two because I do feel like they're padded out too far. Lisa Vanderpump's annoying me. At this point, I don't know why she is there. She's barely on the show. And then she comes in like this cheerleader for the Toms.
Yeah.
She's like a cheerleader for misogynistic behavior. I don't like it. She does this, oh, boys will be boys thing, and it
Yeah.
annoys me.
No, we've moved past that. We're not doing that anymore. It's 2024.
Yeah, that annoys me. And I think that she either needs to shush about that and just let it play out or get off the show. And I know it's her show, but just be a producer.
Yeah.
You don't have to have your face on it.
I agree.
The sandwich shop opened. Something about her is open. Did you see
I
it?
saw that, yes. And who was there? Was it Kristen? Kristen was
Kristen
there.
was there.
Darcy was
Stacey
there.
was there.
Andy was
Andy was
there.
there. Ryan Bailey was there. who's does the podcast. Sandwiches. Have you seen the photos?
No.
So it's they're $16 sandwiches.
16 US, so
Yeah.
$32 Australian.
There is not a chip in sight or a fry, as you might say. So there's no, they don't come with fries. They come with a gherkin. People are saying that they're good, but I don't know if they're being paid to be there or if they're there to promote it. They look average at best. But I don't want to shit on their business, but I just did. But
But you
anyway.
just did. But if someone is willing to fly us out to Los Angeles to try these delicious sandwiches and prove everybody wrong, including Rochelle, who's just made a judgment from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, we are more than happy to go.
Yeah, I'll send you the photos later. I saw them on something and they went
You're
through
all
the
about
actual.
food. You're a foodie. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just think that they're, I don't know,
You
when
need
I
to be
see a
impressed.
sandwich, I want to be something that I want to go to. I want a Hector's Deli sandwich. I want something that's going to sell out, a Reuben, something amazing. I don't know. Average at best, I would say.
Now, while we're talking Vanderpump and all things Vanderpump connected, we've got the Valley. So the Valley is still right up there. It's still delivering. The overarching feeling that I have towards the Valley is one of annoyance towards Janet. So Janet is the pregnant one. She's doing this thing where she's kind of playing producer in having events. So she had a baby moon and then not inviting certain people. And when you're on a show like this with an ensemble cast, you kind of got to bring everybody. There's got to be a really good reason why you don't. And she didn't invite Zach, which I just thought was mean because
Yeah, that was
she
weird.
didn't invite him via association of him having something to do with Kristen. And then Kristen wasn't invited and her partner. And it was really like a couples thing. I'm just not liking that. It's feeling very controlling. And like if you look at her and Kristen, like Kristen walked so she could run. Kristen's done all the hard yards. There is a show because Kristen is on it. No one really knew who Janet was, nor did we need a show focusing on Janet. I just think she's a little bit delusional right now.
I'm not loving her. I liked her at the start.
Same.
I still like it's Jason who's her husband. Is that I don't mind him still. I think he seems quite reasonable. He's fine. I don't love Janet. And I feel like once someone said something about her hiding behind, like she can't be nasty because she's pregnant. Like she can't be. And it's like, yeah, I'm seeing that. I don't love her. Kristen came out as a peacemaker, she said. So now she is an empath and a peacemaker, which are two words I would not.
She's filling up her resume.
You know when they do that word association thing and they'll say, I'll say something and then use it. They're not the words I would pick. She ate gecko food in one scene.
I
Like
did
she
not
is
see
delicious.
that.
She ate the gecko food. So yeah, we've got, she's still doing well. Jax and Brittany. Jax is an awful man.
He's being
He
so
is so
vulnerable.
nasty.
The way he's trying to paint her as an alcoholic. And what goes on when cameras are not filming, we'll never be privy to. But when we see her have one shot and then she's quite ill from it and she was not feeling well and had to leave, and just the way he was treating her and things he was saying, it was just horrible to watch, really mean.
And even this week, she was at the beach. She didn't drink at all. And she threw up on the way home in the car because of being car sick or whatever. She's had gallbladder issues. And from what I understand, you can be sick like that anyway with those sorts of issues. So she's had these problems. And she's like, please don't tell my husband. Like, what? You would get in trouble. You haven't even been drinking at all. He is a very nasty, controlling man, I think.
Yeah,
And
I think.
it's, we've sort of known that about Jax, but then watching it, I don't like watching it. I really feel for Brittany.
Yeah, I'm glad she got out of that.
Yeah, I'm glad that she's out. I actually feel really bad for questioning
So do I.
that. Yeah, I feel bad because I'm like, oh my goodness, we questioned at the start whether it was real, and I feel really bad. The other thing I've got is the ayahuasca thing. So ayahuasca is becoming the new sound bowl. Everybody's doing it. We've had Shep from Southern Charm. He went and did it after the last season. Now I've had Jesse. It's Jesse, isn't it?
Yeah,
The one that went and did it. And he
Jesse
came back all chilled out and then just switched back to
Yeah, for
normal.
like 3 minutes.
And they actually had a fight on the beach. Did you see them physically fighting?
Yeah,
I
and he slapped her. It's a lot. It's interesting
was like, it is a
because
lot.
their whole focus is on this cheating thing that she's had a boyfriend
Yes.
all this time that she's been texting other guys. She's basically admitted, yeah, I've been texting someone. But
Yes.
the fallout from it is nowhere near what we saw, like from a Scandoval side of things. Like I know we're not as into these people's lives yet,
Yeah.
but I think anybody who sees that, oh, Michelle was cheating, I probably would have too. You know what I mean? If you were married to
Yeah.
that and that's how you were treated on the daily, you probably would be looking for some, I'm not saying to cheat, but you'd be looking for something more because you weren't getting what you needed in your marriage. You'd be
Yeah.
tempted to look elsewhere.
Well, I can understand why they're not together, and I can understand why Jax and Brittany aren't together.
Yeah.
And for me, it's the men who are the problem in those two relationships.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Moving on to Below Deck. So our last show for the week, The Chef. It cut deep because they mentioned again that he's 40 and he's old. Okay, we get it. They need to lay off on that a little bit.
Not old,
But
guys.
it's not that old. Like, okay, we're not. We can't keep up. Are we wearing ankle socks? Are we not wearing ankle socks?
Don't
The
know, but
size
I'm
doesn't
hiding my
count.
legs regardless.
Help me. Help me. The Gen Zs, they're picking on us.
Oh, at
They
first
are
it was
coming
skinny
at us.
jeans, and now they're like, you're wearing the wrong socks. Your hair's parted the wrong way. Like, what the f-? I can't keep
Yeah,
up.
mascara's out. What? Leave us alone. Yeah.
Nah,
Oh,
they're
don't
not
wear
getting that
mascara.
one.
Okay. I never have really picked on the boom. Is it the boomers that are older than us?
Yeah, I think we're not
Yeah,
boomers.
I'm
We're
letting
on the
them
edge of
live.
boomers. We're Gen Y. Are we
No,
Gen
babe, we are not on the edge of boomer, okay?
Y?
Oh my God. Anyway, I'm letting the boomers live. I don't care what they do with their hair. I'm happy for them, whatever they're doing.
Exactly.
Gen Z need to just have a second because I can't keep up, babes. I can't. Anyway, they mentioned that this chef is 40 again, but I don't like him. I wanted to like him. He's an Aussie, but he's nasty pasty. Paris is getting up in his grill a bit, like literally, like she's telling him what to do. And I can see that that would be frustrating, but the way he's spoken to her isn't right. I
No.
don't like him.
When he made comment about her putting on weight because she's using too much mayonnaise, it's like, have you been paying attention for the last few years? That's not an okay to watch way to treat a person, to treat a
Not at
woman.
all.
And you're on
No.
camera, dude. There's a camera in your face capturing all of that. And I don't like how much Kerry is just blindly supporting him. Like he's sort of straight away saying, Fraser, you're not being as supportive of this chef as you were the last one. But I think if he knew what was being said, it would be a very different story.
I agree. I think that though Fraser and Paris need to step back. Let him not garnish the food. Let him
Yep.
muck up. Who cares? That's not your department. He's got the stripes, you don't. Fine.
Yep.
Leave it. Let
Yep.
him muck it up. And I know it probably could affect the tip, it could affect the feedback, but I would kind of let that go. Kerry, I think he can't be bothered trying to get a new chef. They've only got a couple of charters left, so he can't be bothered. So I think he's sticking up for him a bit blindly because he's like, mate, I'm not dealing with
Yeah.
getting another chef at this point. But in saying that, the way he speaks to people is annoying. The whole beach setup thing where he just left,
Yeah.
he's arrogant.
Yeah, I don't
And I
like
don't
him.
really like him. Barbie is now owning her relationship with Kyle, and it's cute.
It is cute. I mean, they don't last. We know that they don't last, but
No.
yeah. I just as a show, as a season, I'm really disliking it. It's just I haven't enjoyed watching it all season. I've watched it a little bit thinking, oh, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, and then it's just never really followed through, and I'm kind of waiting for it to be over.
I don't know what's missing.
I don't really like the people. I haven't liked
Yeah.
the guests. The guests have been really unlikable, and Kerry's new, so maybe it's just the way, I don't know.
Maybe we're missing Captain Lee, but I don't dislike Captain Kerry, but I can't somehow get into it. Fraser's okay, but even like normally I'd be so invested when he was going to kiss the charter guest. You know, when they kissed, but I didn't really care.
It's
There's
just
something.
there's something missing with it.
Yeah. Hopefully, we've got the new med coming up.
Yeah, that'll
Is
be
it
good.
med? Yeah.
That looks okay. That looks good. I think early June.
Yes. We've got Kardashians returning this week too.
Thank God.
23rd of May.
I need something to, inject back into my brain and give me a joy that I'm missing. I'm missing the joy in my shows right now. I'm finding it a little bit hard to get through the watch list, I'll be honest. Like, I'm having a bit of a lull, and
Yeah.
I need to get back into the vibe.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of drama going on. I'm enjoying Summer House and The Valley. I look forward to those. Vanderpump is done with me. New Jersey's not delivering. I think I need something that's just a show for the sake of being a show without the drama
Yeah,
element.
I think it sounds like Korean drama is the way to go.
Perhaps.
Yeah, send me a
That's.
link. This might be my new thing.
It could be a thing. Well, yeah, it's a lot of reading, but you know what? It's good. It's good.
That's okay. I feel smarter when I've got the subtitles on. Yeah, that's what I do for the kids. It's like, here, watch some screens. I put the subtitles on, so read
Read.
it. Oh my goodness. All right, well, that's
Well,
it.
it's
That's our
been,
shows for the
yeah,
week. We've
we've got
caught up.
through.
So, looking forward to the next couple of shows. We've got some interviews coming up, which will
Yes.
be you'll be leading those. So we won't say yet who is the special guest, but it's a pretty special guest, so we're pretty excited about that one. I've got another surgery coming up, so we'll see how we fit that in, but that will hopefully mean I get a little bit more time in front of the TV. You can just
Just
relax,
relax.
relax and watch some shows. Awesome.
Yeah. Let's hope the Kardashians drop maybe a couple of episodes so you've
Oh,
got.
wouldn't that be good if they could drop two at once? I
Oh
love
my
it when they
God.
do a double drop.
You
Oh my God, my
a good
life is so
week.
sad. My life is really sad. I will have a good week. You
Wednesday.
have a good week too.
Bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.